Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs. Thanks for tuning in, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs. And can we just start off and say Brett Veach is a genius? I mean, I think he's the GM of the year already for what he has done with this limited cap space, the acquisitions that we've picked up, the free agents, the re-signing. I love everything that Brett Veach has been doing, and I think this team is going to go back to the Super Bowl and to be even better than we were last year. So this weekly podcast episode, I like to dive in why I think Brett Veach is a genius, to talk about the free agent acquisitions that he's picked up, the re-signing players that he's had that a lot of Chief fans are going to be very happy to see come back, and also what to look forward in the draft, what depth is he going to pick up, and what I believe is going to happen. But first, a word from our sponsor. So why I think Brett Veach is a genius? Let's look back the last 2 years of what he had inherited from the John Dorsey days. He had to make some tough decisions that at first I wasn't very happy about seeing. You know, let go of Eric Berry, cutting Derek Johnson, letting go Justin Houston, tagging and trading away Dee Ford. These were all household names. But he had to make these tough decisions that John Dorsey wasn't able to do and wasn't wanting to do. For example, Eric Berry. I loved Eric Berry. He was my favorite Chief. But the fact that is he's injury prone, but he was aging. There was time for him to go. Big fat contract. Wasn't contributing very much because of his injury issues. Had to let him go. I think Veach did a great decision of letting him go. And what did he do to replace him? With Tyrann Mathews, whose explosive safety brings that swagger that we were missing. And he's a great team leader to begin with. That was one player, Justin Houston. He was a great team leader, but he was also being injury prone. And we needed another pass rusher, and he wasn't living up to his contract anymore, and he was up in age. So what does Brett Veach do? Get rid of him. We get Frank Clark, a younger version, and also better against the run defense, which Justin Houston struggled against. Dee Ford was also another one that was a pass rusher, but he wasn't very good at rush defense. And so we had to let him go because the Chiefs' defense had to be revamped. I mean, you're dead last. Bob Sutton's defense wasn't doing very well in the scheme. I know we went from a 3-4, now we're going to a 4-3. And what does Brett Veach do? He brings in Spags in the 4-3 defense, which obviously excelled. And you can see the difference. And at the beginning of the year, it was a little shaky. But towards the end, we were top 10 defense, arguably one of the best defenses. So I love what Veach has been doing, and I love everything he's done so far. So going back now, the tough decision, like I was saying, that he released all these players and what Veach had to do. He rebuilt this defense. And so let's look back why I think he also is a trade master. With Brett Veach having the controls of finally the Chiefs after the John Dorsey days, he went out and he traded our first round pick for Frank Clark. And he also, when he traded away Dee Ford, he got returned what was the second round pick of last year's draft. And so what does Veach in return get? We draft Mecole Hardman and Juan Thornhill. So now with Juan Thornhill and Tyrann Mathews, I believe is going to be the best safety duo next year. He also got another playmaker, Mecole Hardman, because at the time, we didn't know if Tyreek Hill would be coming back because of the domestic charges that he had against him. And he picked him up, and he was basically speedster, and he proved it on his kickoff return ability, his punt return ability, and his explosive after-the-catch run. So I loved what he picked up in the last year's draft. Everyone was a hit. And also, here's going back to trades again. Do you remember Parker Ehinger? He was a guard for the Chiefs. Wasn't really panning out, and this is what John Dorsey picked up. So what does Brett Veach do? He trades him away to the Cowboys, and who does he get in return? Charvarius Ward, who now is one of our top corners. So I know people did not think Veach was going to know what he's doing because he's the youngest GM in the league. But he's making great trades. Look at what he did with Eric Murray. He was our backup safety. He traded him away. What did he get in return? Emmanuel Ogbog from the Browns. And what it was Emmanuel? Emmanuel ended up leading the Chiefs in sacks before he had his injury. I know we lost him now to the Miami Dolphins, which I hate to see him go. But he contributed very well for the Chiefs for the time being. And it was a great trade at the time. One thing I noticed about Veach is that he doesn't overvalue late round picks in the drafts. So instead, he sends those picks away, and he gets players that that were considered busts on other teams, and they once had a high draft pedigree. So, for example, Reggie Ragland came out of Alabama, high draft pick, didn't pan out where he was going, but he was a good run stuffer, which we needed desperately after losing Derek Johnson, and we had no linebacker. And we had Anthony Hitchens at the time, and, you know, signed Anthony Hitchens, but we didn't have any run stuffer, and it was a great linebacker to pick up at that time. I know we lost him, see him going to Detroit, but I'll get into that, why it's going to be okay in the draft. We'll pick up a linebacker. Then he also picked up Darren Lee. Darren Lee was a high draft pick also for the Jets. Didn't really pan out, but he came out back to the Chiefs, and he was a great special team contributor and a backup linebacker, which we needed that veteran presence. Then he traded to get Cam Irving. Cam Irving was a first-round pick for the Browns. Didn't pan out for the Browns being a tackle, but when he came over the Chiefs, he became an offensive lineman that we could put anywhere. He could play center, guard, tackle. So it was very versatile, and it was a great pickup because if you remember last year, the Chiefs' offensive line was banged up early, and it was great to see him to step up and be in there. So looking back, Darren Lee, Reggie Ragland, and Cam Irving, they cost the Chiefs a grand total of a fourth round, a fifth round, and a sixth round pick. So I think that was high value and great Veach got out of those guys. And don't forget, remember when we picked up Carlos Hyde? Thought he was going to be another running back bruiser that we needed to desperately pick up. But obviously in preseason, didn't look very, very well. Darwin Thompson was surprisingly doing very well and picking up Andy Reid's offense. And also Darren Williams was picking up running people over and doing very well. So Carlos Hyde was expendable because he cost a lot in cap space. So what he had to do instead of releasing him, we flipped the trade and traded him to the Texans for a third-round pick, getting the former third-round pick, Martinez Rackin. If you guys remember, Rackin was a great offensive lineman that we had early on when we had all our injuries and did very well until he had a season-ending injury. And he's still on the roster for our team, which we desperately need more offensive linemen. So great pickup again. So let's just recap what Veach has done so far with all these trades. He sent away a first round, a second round, a fourth round, fifth, and a sixth round pick. He sent away Eric Murray, Parker Ingram, and Carlos Hyde. And what did he get in return? We got a Frank Clark, Reggie Ragland, Cameron Irving, Travis Ward, Emmanuel Ogbog, Martinez Rackin, and Darren Lee. I mean, just looking back at all the trades, I think the composition enough, just getting from Travis Ward and Clark, was perfect. And the Chiefs still had solid contributors for the rest of the positions because of the trades that he had. And this is why I think the Chiefs survived early on with all the injuries. So please, people, relax. Why people are still not trusting Veach, I don't understand. Everyone was stressing out because of the salary cap of $177, and Veach had to do something. And if that was enough, what has he done lately? I mean, he was able to restructure Frank Clark's deal to save us $5 million in cap space and give him more bonus pay to make Frank Clark happy. He was able to restructure Sammy Watkins' deal and save another $5 million and now bring him back. Everyone on offense, the Legion of Zoom is officially back. Everyone on offense basically is coming back for the Chiefs. And you franchise tag Chris Jones, which we still now can do a long-term deal coming up probably after the draft, possibly. We'll see. Everything's falling in place for the Chiefs. I mean, you have everyone back. I couldn't be more happier. And I can't even sum up in words my excitement for what he's done. And I think Nick Wright summed it up perfectly, my feelings about Sammy Watkins signing and what that means for the rest of the NFL. So here's a little snip of what he had to say.
My friend Jenna Wolf, Kevin Wild's coach Mangini. That sound you just heard was 31 other teams waking up this morning, cursing, stomping their feet and saying, what the hell are we going to do now? Everybody's back. Chris Jones, thought we might lose him, franchise tagging. Sammy Watkins, I was sure we were going to lose him. Let's restructure the deal, bring him back. Playoff elite performer Sammy Watkins, by the way. 5 playoff games with the Chiefs, nearly 500 yards. The touchdown that sealed the AFC Championship game and burning Richard Sherman on the deep route that set up the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Wilds, you remember after the Warriors got Durant, there was talk around the NBA, will teams just punt on the next couple years and look to the following few seasons because they know they can't win? I feel like we might be entering that era in the NFL. Our team's going to say, well, we know what's happening in 2020. They did it to us last year. They're going to do it again. They brought everyone back. So that's how happy I am and how sad you, Kevin Wilds, as a Patriot fan, is this morning.
So are you as confident as Nick Wright? I mean, so after all the restructuring Sammy Watkins deal, the Chiefs offense will now return 10 of its 11 Super Bowl starters. The only person missing is Steven Wynalski, who was a guard that we also picked up in free agency in the midway through the season. Basically, we had everyone contributing back to the team. He also has 5 of its 6 top leading rushers back, 8 of its top 9 leading receivers are back, 6 of its top 7 offensive linemen in terms of snaps played from last year. We also have Eric Bieniemy still back as offensive coordinator. I don't know how he didn't get a head coaching job, but looks good for us. And also Andy Reid and Mahomes. I mean, through this coronavirus era right now and not knowing what's going to happen and when training camp's going to start, I think the Chiefs are in a perfect position because everyone else with the new coaches, the new head coaches, you got the new offensive scheme or defensive schemes, the new players moving around, not being able to have that chemistry, and the Chiefs have all these people back. I don't know what team is going to be able to stop this offense. I know the AFC West, the Chargers, people are saying now have loaded up on defense and look at that roster. And I know they have Tyrod Taylor now as their quarterback, and I think they'll do well, but come on, please. Are you seriously thinking you're going to stop this offense? There's no way. I think if the Chiefs just improve on their defense, like what they are going to do in this draft, no one's going to beat the Chiefs. And there's no way they're not going to make the playoffs or make the first number one seed in the playoffs. There's no way. And so the possibility now of the team returning the Super Bowl is pretty much in the bag, I believe now. I mean, with that limited cap space and what Veach has done. So in fact, let's look at the cap space now. The Chiefs' potential cap space for 2021 has no dead money, which is unbelievable that Veach has been able to do that. That means there's no long-term contracts we have to worry about for releasing people and having that, because every now is on one-year deals, prove-it deals, basically. So that means Mahomes and Chris Jones would end up, obviously, would take up a bit of that chunk of the cap. But if it goes up to what's projected, the $240 million, they'll have close to $50 million in cap space, even with big deals with Chris Jones and Mahomes. So the future is definitely bright for the Chiefs going forward. And how are you going to stop this team? So now I want to talk about is the other free agent acquisitions that just happened lately for the Chiefs. And let's look at the offense acquisitions first. What team is going to stop this offense? So to get even better on offense, Brett Veach went out and signed another target for Mahomes. The Chiefs announced that they're signing a veteran tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones, to a one-year deal, which now will take place of what Blake Bell's role was. And don't forget, we have Deion Yelder, who is also a great tight end, and he caught a couple passes in the Super Bowl. So now I think the Chiefs have definitely picked up everyone they need on the tight end position. And now with Ricky Seals-Jones, his huge frame of 6'5", 225 pounds, makes him a perfect big target for the red zone. And now good luck having to stop the double tight end sets with Travis Kelce and Ricky Seals running down the field. Good luck with that. Ricky Seals, just a little background about him. He's 25 years old. He entered the league in 2017 as an undrafted free agent out of Texas A&M and was signed to the Arizona Cardinals. He was there for 2 seasons, and he played in 25 games, and he had a total of 46 receptions for 544 yards with 4 touchdowns. Last season, he spent with the Cleveland Browns, and he actually caught 14 passes for 229 yards and had a career high of 4 touchdowns. So I love this signing. I think this is actually an upgrade, definitely, like I was saying earlier, from Blake Bell, which I hate to see him go. And I know he's going to be great for the Cowboys, but honestly, another big target for Mahomes is just dangerous for this already great explosive offense. So another acquisition that Brett Veach did recently, which also addressed now our running back issues, he picked up DeAndre Washington. He was the former running back for the Raiders, who's backup for Josh Jacobs. And just a little background for DeAndre Washington, he also was a teammate of Patrick Mahomes and a full-time starter at Texas Tech. In the 1 year that DeAndre Washington was a running back for Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, he had 274 carries, 1,877 yards rushing, and 16 touchdowns. They got chemistry. They played football together at Texas Tech, and he ended up being drafted by the Raiders in the 5th round of the 2016 NFL draft. So the last couple of years with the Raiders, he's had over 146 carries and 679 yards and 3 touchdowns. But he also is very explosive out of the backfield. I don't know if you remember the games against the Chiefs, but caught a lot of passes out of the backfield and is really good at shaking defenders off. And so I think he brings a lot of speed to this already explosive offense as another gadget for Mahomes and Andy Reid in this offense. So just a little stat about him too. In the 3 games that he started last season for the Raiders when Josh Jacobs was hurt, he averaged over 111 yards from the scrimmage in those games. And only Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, and Leonard Fournette averaged more through for the season. So that's very impressive for someone who didn't play very often doing that. So now let's look at this explosive offense now that everyone in the NFL has to try to stop. You have Patrick Mahomes, arguably MVP again, at quarterback. You have Damian Williams, Darrell Williams, and Darwin Thompson, and now DeAndre Washington as your running backs to work with. Your fullback is Anthony Sherman, who's obviously a great special teams player and a lead blocker. And you also, and you can catch the ball out of the backfield. Also have at tight end Travis Kelce now and Ricky Seals-Jones. Your receiving core, you have the Legion of Zoom back. So you have Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and Mecole Hardman and Brian Pringle. So good luck stopping that, everyone else in the NFL. With the draft coming and only a couple weeks away, the Chiefs have already addressed their needs in multiple positions. They've got their backup quarterbacks. They got Cameron. They let go Cameron Irving and got a cheaper replacement with Mike Remmers, who also is a veteran offensive lineman that can play multiple positions. Jordan Lucas's replacement will be Antonio Hamilton, who is a very great special teams player and will take over Jordan Lucas's spot. We lost Blake Bell and replaced him with Ricky Seals-Jones, and we already know our receivers are stacked with everyone coming back. So really, when the draft comes, basically, we're going to pick best player available, because now the only really, I'd say, the need that we need desperately is a linebacker. And there's a lot of linebackers and a lot of corners that are loaded in this draft. And so I know with this pass-heavy league, they're probably going to pick up a corner also. So Brett Veach, this will be his first draft actually having a first-round pick. Just to think that through real quick. I know he traded away to get Frank Clark, which was great. Because when you think about it, there wasn't any pass rushers that we needed from last year's draft that was better than Frank Clark. So I think it was worth it to get the first round pick spent on Frank Clark. Seeing now that we only have 5 picks in this upcoming draft and our cap space is really limited, Brett Veach tends to trade a lot. And I know with his virtual draft coming up, it might be pretty challenging. But seeing that Veach has done trades mostly, in the past 2 drafts, Veach has traded draft capital to either move up in the draft or to acquire a player. So he was quite selective in the 2018 NFL draft, if you remember, and using our team's 8 picks to move up around in a total of 6 selections. So the Chiefs traded up a total of 3 times in order to select Breland Speaks, if you remember him, and he's coming back from injury, so it'll be great for the defensive line, Derek Nnadi, and Kellen McKenzie. I know McKenzie was probably the only one person that we let go, but he was a late round pick and trying to change him from defense to offensive lineman and didn't really work out. But I mean, he was a late round pick. So usually most late round picks maybe make the team, maybe don't. But looking back in the 2019 draft, the Chiefs traded their first round pick to Frank Clark, like I was saying. They also moved up to select Mecole Hardman in the second round. The Chiefs now have a first-round draft pick for the first time since 2017, which is significantly increases the total value of their picks. And so their first-round pick is also in a prime spot for moving back in the second round. I mean, keep in mind that the salary cap space also comes into play here. As the Chiefs add more picks, they'll have to add more salary cap commitments. And so with their current draft slots, the Chiefs are projected that they'll need over about $5.1 million in cap space. In my opinion, I think what Veach is going to do, I think he's going to move up in this draft. I think we're going to move up and get a linebacker, Murray, out of Oklahoma. But I think with the limited cap space and we only have 5 picks, I think I won't be shocked if Veach moves up to get a player that he really desires and wants because of the cap space situation. The next episode, I'll talk about more draft about who we're going to pick up, because I like to talk about this later when it gets closer to the draft time, because it seems like every week it's changing. I know when it first started, the Chiefs were saying we're projected to get a first round pick that's spent on a running back, which I don't think it's going to happen now after we pick up DeAndre Washington. And then also now that Bashaud Breeland's coming back now as a corner and be our other corner besides Charvarius Ward, I don't know if we're going to pick a first round pick on a corner, but we'll see. I think the more of the need, honestly, is going to be a linebacker. I know Anthony Hitchens paid a lot of money for him, but he hasn't really been panning out. So I know he's a veteran, but I think the Chiefs are going to pick up as a linebacker as their first round pick. So Chief fans, that's what I think about Brett Veach and his draft. I'll talk more, like I said, of this upcoming draft when it gets closer to it with another episode. So I'd like to say thanks for listening. And don't forget to check us out. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and also Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. And I like to sign off and say, go Chiefs.